Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast from the Veg Grower podcast. As you know, I'm sure you know it by now, my name is Richard. This is Thursday, February the 16th, and I hope you are all doing well. Now, something that's been on my mind lately is the price of compost. Now, compost is always, for me, one of the most expensive things that we... or one of the things that we seem to use the most money on. Yes, we try and make our own compost, but there's only so much we can make. The more that we make, the better, of course, which is why we have several compost bins. I'm going to be building new compost bins, but the price of compost at the moment, it just seems incredibly high. Now, I know peat is becoming unavailable. It's being banned fairly soon, and I think the garden centres are starting to react to that. And I don't think peat is actually, I haven't seen any peat-based compost for sale for quite a while now. So all the peat-free compost in garden centres, etc., to me just seems very, very expensive. But I guess that is the way we are dealing with this cost of living crisis. It is the way it is going at the moment. But have you... this is going to be my question to you. Have you found any affordable options for when it comes to compost? To me, it's just incredibly expensive at the moment, but we've got to have it. I've got to buy over 400 litres for the veggie pod at some point, plus all the compost for the front garden and the fruit bushes, which we'll be getting into this weekend. Now, something I have been trying out is compost discs. Basically, these are little discs of compressed compost, and you add water and they expand. And I got given some a while ago, but I actually couldn't find them, so I bought some and I'm just testing them out. They've got a little hole in the top for sowing seeds, so I'm finding them so far to be okay when I'm in, when using them for things like sowing seeds or pricking out. But they do seem like quite a good alternative. They are expensive, I think, but the added advantage, the discs are going to save a lot of time, I feel. I've also tried out some, in the past, some sort of compressed coir-based compost, which, again, you buy a brick and you add water to it and it expands and you end up with quite a bit of compost. But I'm still waiting to see just how well these things work out. But I thought I'd see if you've used any of these and how they are getting on. Now, I have, talking of sowing seeds, been sowing the Brussels sprouts today. Now, I love Brussels sprouts, these little green powerhouses. They are a must for your winter vegetable garden. They do, I find, take about a year, really, for them to grow. So I just harvested the last of our Brussels sprouts at the weekend. Absolutely delicious. But we're sowing them now as well. So all I've done is I've taken those seeds and I've put them in my usual seed compost, scattered them over about a centimetre deep, and we'll leave those to grow. And then what we will have to do is prick them out into little plug plants type things, let them grow on and pot them up until they are large enough to go outside. In the meantime, we need to prepare the beds. Now, they do, being a brassica, they do need a pH between 6.5 and 7. So I'm going to have to test the soil beforehand and add lime, which is pretty normal. They do like to be pretty moist around the roots, but not waterlogged, moist. So plenty of organic matter is going to be added as well. My usual no-dig method comes into play here. When we plant them out, we'll just get them straight in the ground, water them in well, and watch them as they grow. I like to use a nitrogen-rich fertiliser like chicken manure at this stage, and then we'll just let them grow and grow and grow. We'll have to put a stake in to support the Brussels sprouts as they grow as well. And that's quite important as we get into windier times, because they can suffer from what's known as root rot. As I say, they can probably harvest these from November, December time, but they will keep on the vine quite well, I find, anyway. So yeah, that's the Brussels sprouts. So now I have added a growing guide on a blog post. If you log into your account on the website, we have a bit of an audio talk as well. If that's any use for you, to please go and check that out. I'm pretty much doing those quite regularly now. I am going to put them or some of these out for the general public, but most of them are going to be for you guys. Now, let's talk about some of the gardening tasks this weekend. Now, this weekend, I'm actually on call, so my time is going to be limited again. This is joys of being on call, but I'm hoping, plan is to go down the allotment on Saturday morning. I want to build a new compost bin out of corrugated iron, something I've been tackling with, or talking of compost, so something I'm going to be doing. I'm going to put the glass back into place in the granddad's greenhouse and move my potatoes down into there, my two sprout. Basically, my greenhouse at home is so full, I need a bit more room. Probably give them a bit of a wash, the greenhouse is a bit of a wash, and then I'll be weeding out the edges and digging up some of the cherry trees that have self-grown. Now, you've probably heard me in the past say that I'm looking at trying to create fan-trained or espalier-trained trees, and I'm growing apples from seed, etc. to try and save costs. But I figured with these cherry trees, they're going to be the ideal thing to try and use. Almost step-overs is another one I want to do. So I'm going to try and dig those trees up, put them into pots, and then look at saving them for making things like, say, step-overs and fan-trained, just to try and save a bit of money on that, because fan-trained or step-over trees are very, very expensive. At home, we are finishing off the front garden. Well, finishing it off for now. We're going to move all my fruit bushes that I want to get out there, get those ready and set up, watered in. And then it's just going to be really moving on to seed sowing. You know, lettuce is probably going to be sown, some radish seeds perhaps, some spinach, you know, all these things that I want to sow. Spring is literally just around the corner now. You know, March is when we really do start getting busy sowing seeds. So we're like really nearly there, especially without heated propagators, the grow lights. I'm really learning a lot this year from what it's like without those. So yeah, that's seed sowing. Also going to be doing a lot of pricking out. I've got a lot of plants that need pricking out. I've been pricking out my onion seeds and a few others lately. So yeah, that's going to be this weekend. Now, I'd love to hear what your gardening plans for this weekend are too. Anything that you are planning to do in your garden? Are you sowing any seeds, planting anything new? Let me know. Well, that is it for today's podcast. Hope you have found it useful and enjoyed it. I've got to say, Monday's podcast seems to have gone down really, really well. So I'm very, very happy with that. Got anything you want to add, please do get in touch, and I'll see you again next time.